Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia are still dumping heavy rain and stirring up strong winds on the East Coast. The storm has weakened into a post-tropical cyclone, but the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center warns of an ongoing risk of heavy rain and coastal flooding today from Washington, D.C. to New York City. With the government shutdown a possibility later this week, Louisiana Republican Congressman Garrett Graves says some House Republicans remain at the Capitol this weekend seeking agreement on several key spending bills.
We're trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation, and just the inability of Americans to make ends meet. The
allies of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are working to shore up the latest GOP plan to start voting as soon as Tuesday on various bills to keep the government open beyond the September 30th deadline. They're also urging hard-right Republicans to drop their hard-line tactics. The overall economy continues to defy dire prophecies of recession, but Steve Bechner says rising interest rates are hurting the housing market and causing anxiety in financial markets more broadly.
Although the Federal Reserve refrained from raising short-term interest rates again this week, long-term rates keep climbing, making stocks less attractive to investors and driving up home financing costs. The 10-year Treasury note yield, to which many mortgages are tied, soared near 4.5% this week, up more than a point since May. Mortgage rates have stayed above 7% for a month, and National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon says they may hit 8% soon. The impact can be seen in weaker home sales and construction. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
Overseas, Israeli forces have raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Reports say two Palestinians were killed. The BBC's Tom Bateman has details.
The five-hour raid sparked gun battles with Palestinian fighters who targeted a troop carrier with a roadside bomb. Israeli forces say they went in to destroy an explosive store. They shot dead two Palestinians, say health officials. A local paramedic said they were civilians, but this is not confirmed. The Israeli army says a soldier was wounded. Violence in the West Bank has surged for the last 2 years, with Israel's military occupation into its 57th year and its linked civilian settlement project increasingly hemming in Palestinian towns and villages as the official Palestinian leadership has lost control in some areas to armed groups who target Israelis and fight the army's capture and kill raids.
The BBC's Tom Bateman reporting there from Jerusalem, and you're listening to NPR News. Armenia's foreign minister says Azerbaijan's blockade of the only road leading from Armenia to Nagorno-Karabakh is impeding the distribution of humanitarian aid. He spoke at the UN General Assembly in New York this weekend, urging the UN to send a mission to monitor the rights of ethnic Armenians after a ceasefire was declared following a 24-hour military operation by Azerbaijan's military. Armenian leaders say thousands are without food or shelter. Kids don't walk or bike to school as much as they used to. Some parents in Denver, though, are trying to change that. Nathaniel Miner with Colorado Public Radio has more.
Researchers say dangerous streets are a big reason that most kids don't walk or bike to school. So some Denver parents are organizing group rides throughout the academic year. Parents like Ashley Farrell say group rides feel safer than sending their kids out alone. Traffic deaths have risen in Denver in recent years.
I would love to see more protected bike lanes and some way to educate drivers, honestly. I mean, I'm a driver too, so I get it. But it still feels scary.
Students say they love group rides too, because they say riding bikes with friends is a fun way to start the day. For NPR News, I'm Nathaniel Miner in Denver.
The National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. unveiled new stained glass windows this weekend. They depict a march for justice by African Americans, replacing windows that for years had honored two Confederate generals. The cathedral removed them after Confederate symbols featured prominently in recent racist violence. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.